Well, good afternoon, and I'm going to make a presentation about the work we made in Mexico. I come from Mexico, and it's about trying different fertilizers in mint growth. So the importance is that in Mexico, as well as the whole world around, the mint is a very important aromatic plant due to its fresh and dry leaves and also for the essential oil. And also it has several applications. And in Mexico, some small growers are interested in producing this in the central of Mexico, which is not an area where it has been produced before. So considering that the growth and yield of the oil is affected by many aspects, including irrigation, nutrition, and time of harvest, among others, we decided to use nutrition to make a study about fertilization. So in Mexico, there is very few works considering organic fertilizers, mainly for this type of plants. So that was one thing we decided to study. And the biofertilizers or different products that can be used are several, and we selected four of them, some are four organic fertilizers. And this helps reduce the contamination and several aspects of the environment. The objectives were to evaluate some growing factors, biomass production, the green color measured by SPAD, by the SPAD, and also consider chlorophyll content, oil content, and quality of the oil in mint plants. So the experiment was done during the summer-fall period in Mexico, near Mexico City, under greenhouse conditions. Tezontle was used as the substrate, and the plant material were seedlings, 10 centimeters high, and the way they were irrigated with drip irrigation for 2 minutes, three times a day. The pH was adjusted to 5.5 in all cases, and samples were taken 120 days after transplant to do the quantification of the several variables. Phytosanitary control was done using different biological products, and the experimental design was a completely random with six repetitions, and the experiment included 10 plants. Each experimental unit included 10 plants. The treatments were the inorganic one, which was the Steiner nutritive solution at 100%, and the organic fertilizations were vermicompost with those characteristics, conventional compost also with the main characteristics that are there, BioVital, which is a registered product, and it is used as a foam. It's a different way of applying it. And we also included worm leachate. The variables considered were plant height, plant fresh weight, including leaves and stems, dry weight, the same leaves and stems, chlorophyll content by colorimetry, SPAD units, essential oil extracted by hydrodistillation, and the composition of essential oil was done by TLC first and GCMS later. There was a statistical analysis for the variables considered by the SAS program, and the experimental unit, as I said, were 10 plants, and for the ones with differences, the 2K test was done, and for the relation, the linear correlation between SPAD units and chlorophyll content was done also. The results first, the analysis of variance show that there were significant differences for all the variables except for plant height. Plant height. So all the plants of the different treatments had more or less an average of 80.4 centimeters high. So there were no differences, and I don't include it in that characteristic in the following slide. So here we have the main results, and we have for the growing factors, which are is the fresh weight of the leaves, fresh weight of the stems, then dry leaves and total weight, dry leaves weight, stem weight and total stem weight. Then we have the chlorophyll content and the essential oil content in the last column. And so what we can see here is that BioVital, which is number one, was very good to grow for the growing variables considered, including chlorophyll content, but the essential oil content was very low. Then two, number two is the stainer solution, and there's where we have the best results considering all the variables. And the number three also had a good response. Number three is worm leachate, and worm leachate was good for a little bit below the stainer solution, but good for chlorophyll content and oil content. And number four, that had lower values during growth, was, and also for the essential oil content, was good, was the best treatment for chlorophyll content. The number five and number one were the least convenient, and number four for essential oil content. So we had a correlation, we made a Pearson's correlation for spud units and chlorophyll content. And as we found these results, we want to establish spud units as measuring the chlorophyll content, that which is more quickly and non-destructive. And here is one of the chromatograms of the thin layer chromatograph of the different compounds found in with repetitions. And here is the composition of the oil. And we found different essential oil components. And we were able to obtain only traces of menthol. Menthol we couldn't measure a lot. There were no differences in mint oil among the different treatments. The oil content was different, but the composition was not different. So this is an average of all that we found in all the treatments. And so the conclusions we can mention is that the highest biomass was obtained with the stainer nutritive solution, and it was proved that in Texcoco, which is a place where before no mint plants are grown, is a good place to obtain this type of plants, including the leaves and the oil. And we find, if we extrapolate the data, you can have up to 21.4 tons per hectare in yield. Among organic fertilizations, BioVital was the best treatment for mice. Biomass variables. For chlorophyll content, there were significant differences with compost and BioVital, with the highest in compost, 3.81 milligrams per gram, and the lowest with BioVital, 3.09 milligrams per gram. Spud units can be used, according to the result, as a measure of chlorophyll content for this plant. This plant is Menta piperita, which is also known as English mint. There are other types of mint, so composition also changes according to the type of mint or species used. The highest essential oil contents in mint were obtained with worm leachate and stainer nutritive solution. The fertilization sources used in this experiment did not affect essential oil composition. It was similar in all the cases. Thanks for your attention. So,
Okay, guys, we've got about 5 minutes for questions. So if you have any questions, please ask them now.
Yes?
Can you mention which type of device you were using to measure SPAD? You're using the Minolta, or there's one being advertised here that...
No, the Minolta. Minolta SPAD, yes. Because I read in a poster that I know if you, I don't know if you made that work, that it's best the Apogee.
We're just having a lot of trouble with our Minolta SPAD.
Because they compared the two ways, the SPAD and the Apogee. But we have the SPAD, the Minolta. Excuse me?
The plant materials, are they from Faith or from Cardi?
No, I don't understand.
He's asking if the plant material is from seeds or from
cuttings. No, from cuttings. We bought it from a special company that sells the small plants. So they were all the same. Well, I don't know. I really don't know, because in Mexico there are small places near other states which are more warmer states. They have a lot of production, but I really don't know. That is in Puebla and Morelos, and in the center of Mexico where we made this, I don't know either. At the commercial level, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.